Hallo and guten Abend, Damis and Helen. Hello and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, February 17th, 2013, and you are now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I am your hostess, Sandra London of LivingGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from sunny Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour was Happening for Lulu by Krauss, and I got that song from freemusicarchive.org. Next up, I have the song En Croisière by Juanitos in just 2 seconds. Enjoy.
We should film the bit. Let's film it.
So, sir, customer, sir, I am here to give you what we give every passenger on Hello Kitty Airlines, your own personal vibrator, in the event of an emergency.
Well, how does that work?
Well, first, you're in the aisle seat, the emergency exit row, so would you be willing to assist with calming the passengers in the event of a crisis?
Sure, I think I could.
Okay, so basically,
familiarize.
I'm a flight attendant. Yeah. So, familiarize yourself with this here. It's called a Hello Kitty vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're going to do, in the event of distress, emotional or otherwise, you will assist passengers by delivering this to their hand that they may use to calm themselves.
Well, can you show me, like, I give it to you and...
Sure, I can do a demonstration.
Okay.
Definitely, sir.
So it's a time of stress right now?
Time of distress. You hand
okay.
it over.
So it's like, ooh, I'm in distress?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, and you would be giving it to me,
right.
Though.
Because you're the passenger.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I am in distress.
Oh, here.
Help me, sir.
Have this Hello Kitty thing, it will help you.
How will it help me?
I think what you do is you use it to comfort yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like this?
Like that. And I think you turn it on.
Yeah.
Does it vibrate?
Oh, no.
in the event that it does not work, yes, one can still receive calming.
Right,
really,
so I think what, yeah.
But you'd have to advise them to do it here.
I think right there, that's where you do it. And I think you move it around a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
There?
Well, yeah, there.
Or direct pressure.
Direct pressure.
Yes, that's good.
There we go. In there.
Okay.
We really should get some batteries to make sure it really works.
You really should, but for demonstration purposes, I think we'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you.
You may continue to sit in the emergency aisle.
Yeah, I want to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
LivingGrind.com, and I will get that for you here in short order. But I did want to let everyone know that the poem Bound to Be, I believe I did a live recitation last week. I will do another in French. I actually translated it yesterday into French, and so I can read that for you in a little while. And I'll go over all the latest news. I'm trying to figure out where to go first. Like, just so many different things have been happening lately all over the world. So I don't know where to begin. However, I guess let's see. I must mention that I posted, what was it? I believe it was Valentine's. Was it Valentine's Day? Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to go look right now. Yes, on Valentine's Day itself, I posted Happy Velvet Valentine's, When Hearts of War Abide, the ultimate scramble of blocks and le bon mot. Basically, I played Scrabble with a very dear friend of mine on Tuesday evening. So, was it Tuesday evening or Wednesday? Wait, what are we? Was it Wednesday? Whichever. Wednesday, sorry, Wednesday evening. And two rounds, I won both times. Yay, go me. But one of the words that I made was Ural. And surprise, surprise, what should happen but a meteor or meteor bits and bites and droppings drop all over the Ural Mountains in Russia. Isn't that like kismet or interesting in some way? Well, whichever it is, yes, I was shocked. Sometimes I think I'm psychic. I'm probably not. I'm sure that just as clocks are right at least twice a day, right? that was probably one of those sorts of things, but it was kind of, like, interesting and delightful for me. I don't know. But I guess there was also another sort of like a flash, a bright flash of light as a result of some other sort of like astronomical happening up in the Bay Area on Friday, like early evening or some such. So, yeah, like it's just been glimmering all over the place. And I believe there was some damage and perhaps some injuries in Russia. I do not believe there are any fatalities, knock on wood, but yes. I don't know. I believe that's supposed to be all of what was expected to happen, and that, I don't know, as far as from what I read, it had nothing to do with what was supposed to come on the 15th or come nearby, like 17,000 miles a wave away from the Earth. So supposedly those are all not interrelated. But anyways, for this next song, I will play, what did I have in mind? I will play, I Just Noticed by Mr. Frizzo, and I'll be right back with you. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. Here you go.
I wanna, 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 I wan hit me out of the blue. Ooh.
Hey, little mama, hey, little mama, telling you this because I wanna oh. Use a fire to get you to know it. I'm only telling you this because I wanna. You's a fine little chick, you should know it. It's like all of a sudden I just noticed.
I said, hey, little mama,
hey, little mama, I'm telling you this because I wanna.
Into a Rasta cafe for a look-see and to ask for directions, I finally end up making my way up four flights of stairs in the Global Hostel and into a room filled with 10 bunk beds. Whoop! Animal house, truly. Yeah. I look around. Not a peep is heard, not even a mouse. Thank God. I put my stuff down, trying to use the sheets on my bed as a shield from having my things spoken for. I sit still for a minute. The faint sound of sheets rustling just before me instantly causes me to gasp. I can see that there's a slight curve to the covers on the bunk bed, just a few feet away, suggesting a body cocooning within. Denver! I run over and shake the shapeshifter, hoping it is indeed Denver and not some random to whom I'm unknowingly committing myself. Oh, hey, Sandra, what's going on? What time is it? He jumps up. Glad you can make it. How was the train ride? It was great, I shiver, but now it's cold. I can see why you're under those covers, I say, clutching my arms to my chest. I just got back, a little while ago, he grumbles, rubbing the memory of last night from his eyes. I partied with the hottest biker people ever. Damn, for serious? I giggle. Well, let's go have some beer and head down to get coffee, I grin, anxious to get the party started and more than mildly jealous of his jumpstart to the festivities. Sounds good to me, he says as he gets up out of bed, fully dressed and fabulous. Denver, you're my hero. Now, if only I could remember the rest of that weekend. Yeah, Amsterdam has a funny way of doing that. So, that was originally written on November 22nd, 2006, on a former blog type thingy that I had in the past. So it was either 2003 or 2006, one of my most recent trips to Amsterdam. But yeah, it was 2006 in November when it was actually published. There you go. I will be right back with you with some news updates, that bound to be a poem in French, and perhaps one or two other stories, and more music, as always. So here you go. The next song is the next song is Je M'en Vais by The Lumianas, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. There you go. Thank you. was the song, I'm Bad, by Las Vegas. All right, let's see. So there was a huge march in the District of Columbia, I guess in protest over the Keystone Pipeline, and that event drew over 35,000 people from about 30 states. And I guess the organization is called Forward on Climate. I'm not terribly up on all that, so I don't know what more to add, but I know I did remember hearing something about it as I was waking up this morning, and I just saw, like, tons and tons of people. I have very poor eyesight, so when I was looking, I just saw a flurry of motion and heard, like, various things on TV, but I promise I will look more into it and see what that is all about. I know it has to do with oil, right? Don't be mad. Anyways, let's see what else. I guess as far as this past week, the two most tragic and massive events would be the rampage that was allegedly partaken by former officer, LAPD officer Christopher Dorner, and his later remains, I guess, that were discovered. It was very big news. A lot of my thoughts on the matter in general are available on Twitter. My Twitter handle or what have you is I'm Sandra London, and you can check it out there. It's not too far down from now. The murder of Reeva Steenkamp in South Africa, and a lot of the latest commentary on that is available online on citypress.co.za/news, and that's a South African based publication, online publication, and they seem to update it most frequently, and it's available in English and all to keep to get the latest updates on that, or should I say allegedly murdered, I guess I'll say that. But I would like to say rest in peace to her, to Reeva Steenkamp. She's absolutely beautiful, talented, and I'm sure she'll be missed by many. And let's see. I saw just before beginning this evening's show that proposed regulations for immigration, for visas and such, were leaked ahead of time, and, like, nobody's happy about it. And I don't know. I guess I'll find out why when I read more articles about it. But I just saw that right when I was just signing in to get all the music ready for this evening's episode. But, yeah, there you are. I guess those are some of the biggest news stories, and seeing how it's like Valentine's weekend, you'd expect brighter, rosier, more awesome news. And I'm sure there's some out there, so I'm going to find some cute stuff to share before we close out the evening. But in the meanwhile, I will play about one more song for you. And then I shall return, and we'll do some more. I'll do my poem in French. I'll read it in English once more, and then I'll read it in French just after that. You're more than welcome to call in during the remainder of the show. The guest call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And let's see, for the next song, I will play Noise Problems by Tommy Tornado, and I'll be right back with you. Here you go.
Thank you.
That was Tommy Tornado with the song Noise Problems. Okay, time for a history lesson once again. I'll do a brief little On This Day in History thingamajigger brought to you express by way of Wikipedia. Awesome, awesome site. As you all should know by now, I love it. Okay, so on this day in history, February 17th, 2013, take the 2013 part out, my bad. February 17th. Okay, let's see. In 1600, the philosopher Giordano Bruno was burned alive for heresy at the Campo dei Fiori in Rome. In 1621, Miles Standish is appointed as first commander of Plymouth Colony. And that's so funny, or I don't know, to me anyways, just because I didn't actually know that that was a real person. I always, I love that show, Crank Anchors. And they go, this is either Niles or Miles. This is Miles Standish calling. So, I don't know, I thought that was cute. It made me smile when I saw that. Okay, so in 1904, Madame Butterfly receives its premiere at La Scala in Milan. In 1933, the Blaine Act ended prohibition in the United States. In 1980, Mount Everest, the first winter ascent by Christophe Wielicki and Leszek Sicci. Yes. Okay. And 1996, NASA's Discovery program began as the Near Shoemaker spacecraft lifted off on its first mission ever to orbit and land on an asteroid, 433 Eros. So there you are. And what is it going to be? Oh, yes, the poem. I'll do the poem. Okay. So originally bound to be, I'll read it in English, and then I will read it in French. So here you go. Yeah. I am free, albeit bound, but I'm not 6 feet underground. I can dance, but can't get down because I'm all wrapped up in the cloud. I can speak, but ain't got no tongue. Because only men can be well hung. I am here, but I'm not there. You'd see me better if you knew where. I must get going and come round to be, because y'all then told me what I can't see. So I believe I read that last week, and now I'll read it in French, or my French translation of it. This is my rough copy, so here we go. Je suis libre, avouant mes devoirs, mais je suis pas enterré. Je peux danser, mais pas déclasser, car je suis absorbée au nuage. Je veux parler, mais j'ai pas de langue. C'est seul chez les hommes où on peut être bien disposé. Je suis là, je ne suis pas là-bas. Tu me verras le mieux si tu t'occupes du. Je dois quitter et reviens d'être, car vous m'avez dit ce que je ne vois pas. So there you are. That was my rough, quick edit and translation into French from the original version, Bound to Be. So I'll give you a song here real quick, and I'll be right back with you. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I will play... in honor of the end of Prohibition, I will play Intoxicating by Ulterior Motives, and I'll be right back with you. was Ulterior Motives with the song Intoxicating. Okay, I did find one kind of amusing story that reminded me of when I saw a little clip of it on, I think, CNN or one of these channels about, what is it, the Canadian Parliament and their hilarious much ado about the pertinent, persistent push for proper planning for a possibly improbable zombie apocalypse. Yeah, I wrote that tongue twistery thingy all myself. During that song you just heard. Isn't that awesome? But yeah, I'm sure if you Google like Canada zombie apocalypse like parliament meeting or something, you'll see it if you haven't already. I did think it was very funny. Very, very, very cute and funny. And what else? I'm looking through, thumbing through quickly. This might take a while to find something like, I don't know, equally as charming and cute. It might take a minute, darn. Yeah. Give me a moment. I'm going to go ahead and play something. Hold on, and I'll be right back with you. Let's see. I will play Hi On Deck by Roach, and I'll be right back with you. Here you go.
What up, Tony? I'ma light one up for your ass up in AZ.
A woman who has a site called like blackgirlinberlin.wordpress.com. I believe it's .wordpress.com. She's a woman from Los Angeles who traveled over to Alemania, to Germany. She fell in love with a German guy, and she lives there. And she keeps a sort of a journal, an online journal, cataloging her experience while there. I did contact her via Twitter and let her know that I thought she was awesome, and I would love for her to share with me and my listeners her her life, her living experience in Germany, and what it's like to just, you know, just go, like, I don't know, hang out in Berlin and, like, stay and, like, live there. That seems really cool. So, yes, I will also have an interview with her very shortly. And one last bit of news that was really cute. I can't believe I almost forgot to mention, seeing as how everyone knows I love animals, papitos, kitty cats, little capuchin monkeys, and everything, like, just tons of animals. Westminster Dog Show, yes. Okay, the winner, Banana Joe, is an Affenpinscher, beautiful, cute, like, fluffy little doggy. He's so cute. I don't know, I didn't get a chance to actually watch the show on TV, but I did see several photos and little clips all over various news channels and websites. And, oh, Banana Joe is a cutie pie. And that is all. Yes, I believe we have come to the end of this evening's broadcast. I will see you all next week. Same time, same space, and good times. So with that, I will tell you and bid you a good evening, sweet dreams, and an excellent week. See you next time. Sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everything is going to be, and everything is going to be.